You were telling me yesterday about the buckets you had. You mentioned the buckets. Tell me about that. What kind of buckets did you have around here? And what are they made of?
Buckets. Listen, what was I talking about when I was talking about buckets?
About the well? You said you put stuff in.
Oh, well, we've had all kinds of well buckets. The first well buckets were usually, well, I tell you the truth about the first, the most of the wells when I was just a kid of a boy was what they call bored wells. You know, just a round hole about 8 or 10 inches in diameter. And you had to have an old long bucket to draw the water out. You know, I had to have a bucket that would fit in the well, you know. And the bucket had a valve in the bottom. And when you, and I had to have, of course, a rope, you know. Well, it might be 20 foot deep, it might be 60 foot deep. And you had to have a rope and a pulley, you know, up above to pull the bucket up with, you know, when you, and you'd let that bucket down in that well, and as you let it down, the pressure of the water would open the valve, and the bucket would fill up with water, and then when you'd pull it up, and it closed the valve, and you'd draw the bucket out and empty your water in, into your water bucket. We had a regular drinking water bucket that we'd use at the house. Now the favorite water bucket when I was a young fella and on up for a long time when we used to use buckets and drink well water was a cedar bucket, and it is, of course, it's made out of cedar, you know, and it is inclined to keep the water cool and nice, and it didn't have no bad flavor or nothing. The water was just plumb good. We liked those old cedar buckets. We take them out on the back porch and hang them up, the old cedar bucket, you know, and just have an old dipper, just a regular dipper that anybody drank out would come along, just hang on the bucket, you know, hang on the wall by the bucket, and usually had them on a water shelf. Sometimes hang up, most of the time it's on a water shelf. Had a wash pan on that water shelf, and your water bucket, and a nail hanging in the wall, and a towel hanging on it, and a soap dish there, and soap. Everybody went right there and washed their hands and face in the same pan, used the water, of course, it change the water, you know. When they'd wash, they'd pour it out, and the next fella come along, pour him some fresh water in the wash pan, and dry on the same towel till it got to. Now, that's what we used to do a long time ago, you know, when, of course, they got to where they quit doing that, didn't use the same. Each fella got to where he had an individual towel, you know, an individual washing place.
Well, the bucket,
though,
like, what size was it?
Any size you'd want. Usually, they'd hold about 2.5 or 3 gallons, those regular water buckets, those regular drinking buckets. And, of course, we have buckets we use around the place. Now, we got a bunch of buckets here. We use for feed buckets and to tote water in or anything we want, when we want to carry anything. Just have these old tin buckets. Now they got to where they make lots of these plastic buckets. They make them all sizes from a gallon to 3 or 4 or 5 gallons. Buckets and cans. Some of them call them cans and some of them buckets.
Is a bucket and a can the same thing, though?
Well, not necessarily. The can is usually those little big, we usually call them a can, them great big old cans, you know, when they get 5 gallon cans, like paint cans or something like that, you know, maybe 5 gallons of paint come in it, and you wrench it out and clean it out and use it for around the place to tote feed in and water, anything you want to use for. You always happen to have something out on a ranch or farm to pack something around in, like feed or water or something, you know.
Well, what about milk? Like, what would you use for the milk? To carry milk in? Would you milk the cow?
It's just a regular milk bucket. They have what they call a milk bucket, just any kind of a bucket. You just get a gallon syrup bucket or an 8 pound lard bucket and clean it out and use it for a milk bucket. And then
did you ever use a wooden one there?
No, I don't think we ever did use a wooden milk bucket. I never did know if we were using a wooden milk bucket. We'd always use a favorite milk bucket was a 10 pound lard bucket. You know, after you use the lard out, clean it out, and then use that for your milk bucket.
So, tell me about that well bucket again. I mean, what was it made of? It is
the well bucket. The first ones we had, those long well buckets in those board wells, it was made out of a metal, you know, a metal galvanized bucket. I'd call it galvanized. And then when we got those duck wells, that is the board well that you had that old long galvanized bucket that I was talking about, had the valve in the bottom of it.